Then Peter came to Jesus and asked,
Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother and sister who sins against me? Up to 7 times?
Jesus answered, I tell you, not 7 times, but 77 times. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. As he began the settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 bags of gold was brought to him. Since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children and all that he had be sold to repay the debt. At this, the servant fell on his knees before him.
Please, be patient with me,
he begged.
And I will pay back everything.
The servant's master took pity on him, cancelled the debt and let him go. But when that servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 silver coins. He grabbed him and began to choke him.
Pay back what you owe me,
he demanded. His fellow servant fell to his knees and begged him,
be patient with me and I will pay it back.
He refused. Instead, he went off and had the man thrown into prison until he could pay the debt. When the other servants saw what had happened, they were outraged and went to tell their master everything that had happened. Then the master called the servant in.
You wicked servant,
he said.
I cancelled all that debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you?
In anger, his master handed him over to the jailers to be tortured until he should pay back all he owed. This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you unless you forgive your brother or sister from your heart.
Okay, a little quiz for you. What do friends do? Well done. That's very good. That's exactly what it says in the programme, doesn't it, in Shrek. And I think that's really good. And do you know why I think that's really good? I think in a world where relationships are messed up, where we do bad stuff, the only way that relationships can carry on is when we forgive each other. That's how it works. And what I want to do just in this sort of bit, in this sermon bit, is just change it slightly and say that's what Christians do. They forgive each other. I think that's ever such an important principle. I think that's exactly what Jesus is getting at in the passage that Skye and Owen read to us. That's what Christians do. They forgive each other. And Matthew 18, the chapter that was read, is great material. The whole chapter is great because it shows us what King Jesus expects from us as we follow him. What does it look like to be a follower of Jesus? Well, Matthew 18, that chapter tells us that we are to be humble, we're to be gentle, we're to be holy, we're to be serious about sorting out problems within the church, serious about sorting out sin. And in the parable that Jesus tells, we're to be serious about forgiveness. That's what it means to be Christian. We're meant to be serious about forgiveness. Jesus requires those things of people who follow him. Now, Peter starts this whole thing off with a question. Peter, who is not normally scared about being forward and saying things, sometimes even when they're a little bit weird. Well, he comes out with a question for Jesus. Jesus, if somebody does something bad to me, how often should I forgive them? Should I forgive them 7 times? Now, just imagine that. Imagine somebody has, well, I don't know, just done something bad to you, and then they do it again, and then they do it again, and then they do it again. What am I on for? And then they do it again, and then they do it again, and then they do it again, and you forgive them every time. You would probably think that's pretty generous. And that's what Peter thought, because in the day, the religious experts of the day thought, most of them thought, that 3 times you were meant to forgive somebody, and then you didn't have to forgive them after that. So Peter's saying, should I do it 7 times? It's like he's being super generous, super kind, isn't he? 7 times. And then Jesus completely blows him out of the water, and he says to him, not 7 times.
All the time.
Very good. That's essentially what Jesus said. I think you should come up here and preach this sermon, and you'll do a better job than me. Jesus says, not 7 times. Well, our translation went for 77 times. Some translations go for 70 times 7 times. How many times is that? Who's good at maths? 70 times 7? 490 times. That's a lot of times, which basically means, as Ruby says, all the time. Forgive all the time. When somebody says sorry, forgive all the time. So it's not just 7 times, it's all the time. Now let me tell you a story, says Peter. Now, I'm going to tell you the story, and I've got 3 friends to help me with this story. This is going to be a bit of fun, this is. 2 of them were told ahead of time, and 1 of them wasn't told ahead of time, so this is even more exciting. So let me introduce you to Jerry. Jerry's going to come up the front now. Jerry here, you don't realise this, I don't think he realises this, but he's got loads and loads of money. He is incredibly, incredibly rich. And he's just been sitting there thinking about his money, and he's decided that it's now time to call in all those debts. You see, he's a very generous man as well as rich, so he's lent money to lots and lots of different people. So he's going to call in his debts, and the first person he thinks of is...
Chris.
Chris, if you'd just like to come to the front. Now, Chris, who's a very good fella too, he hasn't got loads of money. And so he's had to borrow quite a bit of money from Jerry. And he's actually had to borrow, how much was it again exactly?
Wasn't it?
I think it was 32 million, wasn't it?
32 million
pounds. How generous is Jerry? He's a generous fellow. What has he been spending on, we all want to know.
Not close.
Not close. So 32 million pounds. And so Jerry says to Chris, look, I need the money back.
Can you pay up? No.
And so Chris is really a bit worried now because he hasn't got 32 million. And so he pleads with Jerry.
Pete.
Okay.
More. Pete!
Awesome. You see how serious he is about his pleading? And what he actually says is, please have mercy on me because I can't pay it back. And what do you think Jerry says? Look at that. How good is that? So now Chris is pretty happy about that.
Woo!
There he is. He's a happy man. He's just been forgiven. How much money? How much has he been forgiven? 32 million.
So can I get
that's awesome. The answer's no. Just being forgiven 32 million pounds. Right, Jerry goes, and Chris is thinking, this is fantastic. And he's wandering along. And as he's wandering along, he's thinking about all the people who owe you money. So who owes you money? Kelly, come to the front. So it just so happens, as Chris is wandering along, so Kelly's wandering along as well. And he sees her, and he thinks about how much money she owes. How much does she owe you?
£1,000.
£1,000. So what does he say to her?
Pay up.
I can't. I'm sorry. I don't have it.
There you go. So Kelly hasn't got the money, and she says, I'm so sorry. But what does Chris do? He starts to get mad.
Not good enough.
He starts to get very mad.
Pay up.
Very, very mad. Now, Kelly says, I'm so sorry, please, please,
please,
have mercy.
No, I haven't got it, Chris.
And Chris says, it's no good.
No, it's no good.
Gotta go to prison. That's what he says to her.
Go.
Off she goes. Now, Chris just takes a step to one side. Jerry, come back up the front again. Jerry hears all about this. Now, do you think Jerry's happy, or do you think he's...
No.
What do you reckon he is? He's furious. So he calls for Chris. Chris comes in to see him.
Yeah.
And Jerry says,
Chris, I paid off all your debts. You didn't have to pay anything back. Well, I hear you're calling in your debts.
Yeah.
And basically, Jerry says to Chris, because you weren't forgiving, you've got to go to prison until you pay the £32 million back.
I'll be a North man.
Right, we're going to do a little bit of maths here. Okay. Thank you, you two. Let's just give them a little clap, because they were just so good. Chris earns £20,000 a year. He needs some money to pay for his children to eat, and his wife, and himself. So he's going to give half of his wages every year to Jerry. So £10,000 a year to Jerry to pay off his £32 million debt. How long is it going to take?
Long time.
3,200 years. You're going to be very, very old by the time you paid off that debt. The oldest man on record. Older than Methuselah himself. Now, in Jesus' story, the man is a master or a king, and the servant and the debt that he's freed from is absolutely massive. In fact, the debt that he's freed from is more than the annual income of the region where Jesus lived. It was massive. bags and bags of gold, absolutely huge. That's the debt that's forgiven. And it seems to me that what Jesus is getting at is really clear. If you're a Christian, that is, if you've said sorry to Jesus for your sins, the debt that has been paid off for you is so massive, is so huge, you could never, ever pay it back yourself. What we owe is our very lives, because our sin and our rebellion against God is so hideous and so destructive that nothing can pay it. We cannot pay it and live. There's nothing that we can do to set it right, the wrong that we've done. We can try, be nice, we can say sorry to people as we go along, but in the end, none of that takes away the guilt of the bad things that we've done. We're left with ruined lives, ruined societies, and a ruined world. There's only one way for that immense weight of sin to be paid for, and that is by... Does anybody know how that sin gets paid for? What is it that pays for that sin, according to the Bible? Adults can answer at this point as well.
Jesus' blood.
Jesus' blood, Jesus' death on the cross. His death is so powerful it can deal with all of our sin, all of my sin as a Christian, and all of your sin if you're a Christian, all of that, the world over, for everyone who repents, not only today but from all of time in the past and all of time going forwards, all of that weight of sin paid for everyone who repents. That's why the cross is so wonderful. It is God's £1 billion payment for the sin of everyone who says sorry. All that hideous shame and guilt piled onto Jesus. Instead of us paying for it, he pays for it. He takes the debt. He doesn't just sweep it under the carpet and forget it. He deals with it himself. And through repentance, that's through us saying sorry, by asking for mercy, we're freed of the debt. Just like Chris in the story at the beginning. Do you remember? He says, please have mercy. And Jerry says, I forgive you. Now, that doesn't mean that the money is just forgotten about. Jerry's got to pay for that. Jerry's got to deal with that £32 million. And he does. And it's his, Chris's, by saying sorry, by saying, have mercy on me. And in the story, Chris is the most privileged man in Haworth. No wonder. Look what Jerry's done for him. And in real life, those who know God's forgiveness in Christ should be the most joyful people in the world. Do you ever feel the weight of the bad things that you've done? I do sometimes. I think about the things that I've done in the past. I think about those things where I've come short of God's standard. And sometimes the weight of that, the awfulness of that, feels terrifying. And that makes me think Jesus is even more amazing, because he carries all of that weight in himself on the cross, in shame, in agony, so that I can be free. But in the story, what does Chris do as soon as he's forgiven? What does he do next? What does Chris do? Anybody tell me? This is going to be hard work, this I can tell. What happens to Chris? Who does he meet? He meets Kelly. And what does he do to Kelly? He doesn't forgive her. So it's pretty grim, that part of the story, isn't it? He sees this person that he knows and he won't forgive her, and he gets her thrown into prison. Now, in the story, in Jesus' story, actually, the servant who's been forgiven finds this other servant and starts to strangle them. I didn't think we should act that bit, just in case it got a bit too real. But it's pretty grim, isn't it? Just for a very small amount of money, relatively small amount of money, something like a third of a year's wage, so more than £1,000, but £5,000, £6,000, £7,000. When he's been forgiven millions upon millions. And a point is really clear again. It's something deeply wrong about Christians who've been forgiven by God who don't forgive other people. You see, every Christian has been forgiven an immeasurable amount, and so, of course, they should be the first to show mercy to other people, because they themselves have been shown mercy. They show forgiveness because they've been forgiven. Put another way, God has forgiven me and blessed me with a new start in life, and now my relationship with everyone else should be different because of the mercy that God has shown to me. In Matthew 18, Jesus instructs us about going to somebody, earlier on in the chapter, he instructs us about going to somebody who's done something wrong to us and trying to sort it out. That's the principle at the beginning part of Matthew 18. When somebody's sinned against you and done something wrong, go to them and sort it out. and forgive them, confront them, talk to them about if they've done something wrong, so that, not so that you can make them feel bad, not so that you can get your own back, so that forgiveness can happen. That's the reason for it. And for forgiveness to happen, we need to be able to say, I need to be able to say, and you need to be able to say, I'm sorry, I've done something wrong. That's really hard, I think. It's very, very difficult to be able to say to somebody, I'm sorry, I did that wrong, I got it wrong. But that's what's necessary for forgiveness to happen. Now, let's just apply that. Has somebody ever offended or hurt you? Have they in some way or other tried to make up for that, or said or shown their sorrow? Then the question is, why do I still hang on to that inside and not forgive? It's quite a question, isn't it? Why do I still hang on inside and not forgive when somebody said sorry? Christian forgiveness should be free and wholehearted. You've been forgiven much if you're a Christian. I've been forgiven much if I'm a Christian. Therefore, my forgiveness should be generous in the same way. That's the life that Jesus calls his disciples to, his followers to. It's not about a mushy, sentimental feeling. It's about a commitment to forgive people when they repent, even when that's hard and naturally you don't want to forgive. Back to our story. How does Jerry respond to Chris and his lack of mercy? What does he do? Well, he's furious, isn't he? Rightly so. Jerry's cross with Chris because he didn't show the same generosity to Kelly that Jerry had shown to him. So he's furious. And Jesus ends the account of the master, the king, and his servants with these very sobering words. This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you unless you forgive your brother or sister from the heart. Now, I need to be really careful in the way that I explain this to you so you understand. Jesus is not saying that if you forgive other people, you're worthy of heaven, you can go to heaven. He's not saying that. Much less is he saying that if you're a Christian and you fail to forgive somebody, then you're going to be kicked out of the kingdom, because we all fail. What he's saying, though, is this. True Christians who know real forgiveness will forgive other people. It is an outworking of the forgiveness that we've truly experienced ourselves. We will forgive other people. Forgiveness is not a one-off experience. Not for me as a Christian. I was forgiven when I became a Christian, but every day I need forgiveness, don't I? So every day I come to God and I say, look, I'm sorry, I've messed up again, I've done this, or I haven't done this, please forgive me. And every day he shows me mercy. So forgiveness for us as Christians towards other people is an ongoing experience where we're forgiving. We're showing the same grace that we've been shown ourselves. There is nothing better than knowing that you are clean in God's sight, that you are accepted, adopted, forgiven. That's the most wonderful feeling. And think about how you can pass that on to other people so that they can know that they're forgiven by you when they've offended you. Jesus thinks so, and he insists that people who don't forgive will not be forgiven themselves. It's a serious warning. And if I'm trusting in Jesus, then the message is forgiveness towards others is not an option, but a requirement.